Check, check, mic 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome back to JP's Perspective, a podcast experience where we talk about faith, motivation, self-development, and entrepreneurship. How's it going, guys? Hopefully you guys are having an amazing day. Thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this. I know that it takes time out of your own day, but I am so glad that you guys are here, and I hope that I can give you guys value today and the next following podcast. So I don't want to waste any more of your time. Let's just get right into what I wanted to talk about today. And I want to ask you, what is holding you back, right? So we're done with the first month of 2020, January. We're all done, right? It's February. Well, the time of recording right now, it's February 2nd. And I want to ask you, how are your New Year's resolutions, right? How is or are your New Year's resolutions? Have you been keeping up with them? How are your goals? And a lot of the times when we get to this new year, or this new decade actually, we end up setting all these goals and we're super excited about all of it. And we just so are pumped up about all our goals and our New Year's resolutions, right? But when it comes to February, we end up not fulfilling any of those goals or the things that we set out to do, right? I know I'm not the only one that does this, because it has happened to me multiple times. Whenever it's a new year, we set all these goals, we set all these New Year's resolutions. But today I wanted to talk about how to keep going with it, how to really make sure nothing is holding us back from keeping us from those goals, right? Right now, if you're having a tough time, really dig deep in your thoughts. Right now, while you listen to this podcast, name the reasons why you got away from your goals. Go ahead, I'll wait a little bit. All right, so did you think about them? Are they excuses? Is it because you had no time? Is it because you have no capital to start your business? Or are you just plain and simply procrastinating? Well, one thing that is holding us back, it's not a big secret, but it can be the one thing that can cripple us to reach our goals. To make a change in the world, to start a podcast, to start a YouTube channel, to start your own new company, to finish your degree, to finally apply to get to your next step in school, to get to your next step in your job. It is your mindset, right? It's that simple. It's your mindset. This past week, I was really sick. Not coronavirus sick, but the flu sick. And I really had to take 4 to 5 days to recover from feeling like I got hit by a bus when I was down. And towards the end of my sickness, because I was just not used to just laying around in bed all day and not doing anything, I started to get in a rut. I started to feel down. I started to feel, I wouldn't say depressed, but I was down, right? I really started to get in my own head, because I felt like I haven't accomplished anything that week. And then I started thinking I haven't really accomplished anything in my life. And it just went on and on from there. That's how strong our minds can be, right? It's that simple thinking where, because I did nothing but to try to heal for the past 4 to 5 days, I ended up telling myself that I wasted time and failing in my goals or on my goals. I know that sometimes you guys have that feeling, right? All human beings have that feeling where we feel like we're not feeling accomplished. And I for sure know that I for sure know that I have those thoughts. Well, when you get into that mindset, let me just tell you, it's all in the mind, right? Instead of staying in that mindset where you feel like a failure, or how I felt like a failure, I looked at all the amazing things that have happened in the past month, or the past couple of months, to be honest, like from November all the way till now, that's when I looked at it. And sometimes you just need to step back and really enjoy the accomplishments in your life or in the past 3 months that you've looked back, right? You need to really self-reflect and write down all the wins in your life. And after you look at the goals look at your goals. Look at the things that you wrote down in your notebook. Look at all the things that you want to accomplish, right? You wrote down those goals for a reason, and when you write those down, that's the reason why I tell you guys to always have a journal or to always write those goals down, is that you can look at them and reflect on them, right? it really helps your mindset stay on track. It helps your mindset know that you really are trying to accomplish something. It tricks your mindset into saying, okay, this is what I need to do because I wrote it down. It is something important to me because I wrote it down. And so now you look back at it when you feel like you're in a rut. It really changes your whole mindset. And when you have that journal, it really helps out, right? So make sure when you feel in a rut, make sure to go back, stop, take a look at what your life is or how it is right now, and make sure to look at all the wins that has happened in the past 3 months or in the past 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. Make sure to just go back and check out all the things, all the wins that you had, right? And overcome that rut or overcome that feeling of not being accomplished. Another thing that we need to make sure that is really holding us back from our goals is the comparison part, right? We live in a day of age where everything is on a highlight reel. Let me talk about this. A lot of people talk about this online, right? All the people that I follow, all the successful people, they always say, make sure to not compare yourself to anybody else but yourself. Because why? A lot of the things that you see online are highlight reels, guys. Highlight reels of people's lives. It's just the wins of their lives. And when you start to scroll, and when you keep scrolling, you start to compare. We compare our lives with what looks like other people's successes. Don't get me wrong, they probably are successes, but I do know that sometimes, and you have to learn from this, is that everybody has their own setbacks, right? Even though I see people's highlight reels, I understand that they're just human beings and everyone is different and have their own problems in life. I have to make sure to keep focused on myself and no one else, because once I start comparing, that's when my mindset shifts, not for the better, but for the worse. Because I start comparing myself and I feel like I haven't gotten anything done. I haven't accomplished any of my goals, or it's just an all-around bad thing for you to do, is to compare your life with other people, right? There was a quote that I learned, and I don't remember exactly what the quote is. I'm going to butcher this, but I want to say it's, if you want to succeed in life, you have to keep your head down. It's in the lines around that, but it's true. When you want to succeed in something, you have to keep your head down and focus on that one thing that you want to accomplish. You have to make sure that you're not looking at other people, because then when you start doing that, you look up, and when you look up, you start straying onto other things, getting distracted. Seeing that shiny object, chasing the shiny objects, and it's very hard. I have been there and have done that, and this is the reason why I always like to say I keep in my own business, I keep in my own lane, because if I don't, I end up getting distracted and then feeling like I am a failure. And sometimes it's all about that mindset when you need to tell yourself, hey, you're your own person, right? I'm talking to you. You are your own person. You have to make sure that you're succeeding in your goals that you set. Everybody's lives are different, guys. Everybody's life is different from yours, is different from mine, and everybody has their own setbacks. Everybody has difficulties in life. It's called life for a reason, right? So you got to make sure to change that mindset, to make sure you focus on yourself, to make sure that you don't look at other people's and compare, right? That is what I had for you guys today. It was just something that was on my mind. I just wanted to keep track with the mindset topic that I was talking about these past 3 weeks. And I hope that you guys are really enjoying these podcasts, because these are some things that I talk about and really go through on a daily basis. And it's not just something that I just spit out on a podcast. I actually do research and I actually write things down and I make notes for you guys, because I want to give as much value as I can from all the things that I learn in my day-to-day life. And I want to make sure that people can use my difficulties, my hard times, so that people can learn from my mistakes, right? And that's how I'm learning, is I'm looking at the successful people out in the world, making sure that I follow what they're doing, their steps to make sure that I become successful as well in my life. And I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. And make sure, if you guys aren't motivated or if you guys feel in a rut, go hit me up on Instagram. Let's talk. Because I know that if you are not in a community where you guys have the same like-minded minds, if you guys aren't in the same community as like-minded people, it's very difficult. So make sure, if you guys want to hit me up on Instagram at JP's Perspective, and we can talk, right? I love talking to people, and it really helps me out because I can learn from you, and I can use the things that happen in your life in my life as well. And so I really appreciate you guys for taking the time to listen to this. Make sure every Monday to go check out my podcast, JP's Perspective. Also, if you guys are new, make sure to hit that subscribe button, follow that button. And if you guys are on Apple Podcasts, make sure to rate, review. It really helps my small podcast out. And if you guys like this episode, go share it on your social media so that other people can hear this message as well. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. Peace. Bye.